嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由看言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
那今天呢，我们要说一个话题啊，是前两天有一位听众问我们，他说，哎，你们节目里说过小气的英语说法，但是你们没有说大方啊。
Yeah, so in the interests of balance, today we are going to talk aboutGenerous people being generous.
对，那今天呢，就教教大家英语里你可以怎么形容一个人非常大方，特别是现在 it's the end of the year, 处处要花钱，需要你很大方。
That's right.
好，但是呢，在说大方之前，我觉得还是可以先来回顾一下小气英文的说法。
Okay, so probably the best word you can use is cheap.
Cheap,
but like, well, that's what we talked about last time, right? This word has two different meanings in English. Well, they're kind of connected, right?
对，它一个意思就是说一个东西很便宜。
Right. Oh, look at this shirt. It's so cheap.
但是也可以形容一个人。
Oh, God, he's so cheap.
对，就 they never spend money.
Right.
They don't want to spend money.
He's an iron rooster. A cheap.
铁公鸡。英语里面虽然没有 iron rooster, 铁公鸡的说法,但是呢,我们可以叫一个人 cheapskate.
Yeah, he's a real cheapskate.
对，因为 cheap 是形容词，然后 cheapskate 就是名词。
Right. Now, there is one other noun that we can use, and this noun is actually a name from a story that we like to tell around the end of the year. The name of the story is A Christmas Carol, and the name of the character is Scrooge.
Scrooge.
Yeah, he's the old cheap guy.
对，一听就是一个挺坏的人，也不是坏了，他反正就是很铁公鸡的一个人。
He's just really cheap. He's an old guy, he's a businessman, and I'm sure many of you guys have read or seen or at least heard of this story, but it's a story of Christmas and how an old cheap man learns to become generous.
好的，那说完了小气啊，哎，还有 stingy， 这可能是很多朋友查字典会看到的。
Right, so stingy is an adjective. There's another word too, miserly.
Hey, Spencer 很喜欢用这个词。
Really?
对、我以前跟他做小气的节目，他跟我说第一个词就是 miserly.
Yeah, because this makes me think of like, of someone who's really like holding on to his gold.、Like he's not going to share anything. It's an old man with lots of gold and he's not happy either. That's the other thing. A stingy person could probably be pretty happy.
Okay.
But old Scrooge, you know, he was a miser, he was miserly, and they're just not happy people.
好，那我们现在 let's talk about happy people.
Okay, all right. Well, if you are happy, there is a good chance that you are also very generous.
Generous, G-E-N-E-R-O-U-S.
Right.
意思就是很大方。
Right.
这个词呢，它是一个形容词，然后它的名词是
generosity.
Oh, generosity.
Yeah, now the spelling for this is a little weird because there's no U. You would just spell it as G-E-N-E-R-O-S-I-T-Y. In Canada, in the UK, in Australia, they will add a U. But in America, it's weird. Generous has a U, generosity.No you.
好 ,thank you for the spelling lesson.
I'm very generous with my spelling tips.
对，我就想说的，因为 generous 这个词它很好的一点是，除了可以形容一个人对于钱，花钱很大方啊，可能对朋友，对家人都很大方，它还能形容，比如 Adam 是一个很 generous 的老师，他经常在教我们。
Okay, so generous with my tips.
Right, tips, 小费吗你说 Okay, let's look at this generous with money first.
Okay, so obviously a generous person is usually generous with their money.
那如果我说一个人 Oh, you know, Spencer is very generous. 你第一印象是我在讲他钱很大方吗还是说 you know, he's generous with his time? And his...
Probably the first thing that would come to my mind is money. But maybe that's just the way myI'm so stingy that my mind just thinks about money first. With that said, I think a lot of people would think the same thing. You can say somebody is generous with their time, but if you just say someone is generous, people probably think you mean generous with money.
Money, exactly. 好，这个 generous 在日常生活中啊，除了形容一个人很大方，它也可以作为一个，比如别人送了你一个礼物，你可以说 Oh, thank you, that's so generous of you.
Yeah, that's a really good expression to use. That's so generous or that's so generous of you. Anytime somebody offers you something, that's a great opportunity to use this word.
好，那我们接下来要分享的这个说法呢，这个就是很清楚的和钱有关了，就花钱很大方。然后这个人是
This person spares no expense.
哦，这听起来就很奢华，很大手大脚的是吗？
But it could also be a company, right?
Oh, right.
They spare no expense, they're always investing money in the right places. Actually,For people my age, from my generation, we all grew up watching a movie called Jurassic Park.
侏罗纪公园
The dinosaurs, right? And this was the kind of the joke throughout the movie. It's like, we spared no expense, spared no expense. But of course, the dinosaurs all escaped.
对，他的意思 expense 就是花钱，对吧？然后这个 spares no expense 就是一点都不省钱，不抠门。像 Adam 说的，如果比如形容一个公司，他很愿意花钱什么搞研发 so they spare no expense with their R&D efforts.
Right. And so companies can use it, but people can as well. You know, he spares no expense when Christmas shopping.
对。或者他什么 planning a party, hosting a party.
Oh, yeah.
Spares no expense.
Spares no expense.
So their generosity knows no limits.
Oh, this is a great pattern, too. And to say something knows no limits just means is...practically unlimited.
无限制消费
Right.
这个不太好啊。
So you could put any word here in place of generosity, right? You know, her knowledge knows no limits.
好的，那我们还是说回今天的主题，说一个人大方啊。现在分享的这些呢，都是和花钱有关的。接下来这个我们就用到了 pay or paying 这个单词。
Okay, so we have used a few phrases so far. Some of them are kind of more like idioms. Whereas now we can talk about just a really simple way to describe what generous people do. And that is just to say always blah blah blah-ing.
Oh, 比如说他很大方啊，经常请客。
He's always paying. He's always treating us. Yeah.
哎，还有一个挺地道的说法是 he's always picking up the bill, right?
Right, or picking up the tab. Yeah, so both of those things just mean he's always paying for all of our meals.
对对，这个 pick up the bill or pick up the tab 就是买单的意思。
Right. And there is one more too, which is pick up the check. All of those three phrases mean exactly the same thing.
但有的时候 you know, if you're too generous, always picking up the tab, you might get taken advantage of.
It's true.
对吧
It's true.
你说，哦，我们叫他来，因为他会买单。
Yep, that's true. People really like to, take advantage of generous people.
是的，是的。好，那接下来呢，我们要分享的这几组词，这个第一个词就让我想到了那种You know, millionaires, billionaires, 然后很奢华的晚宴。
Sound like Bernie Sanders. Millionaires and billionaires.
Right, because they have a very lavish lifestyle.
Exactly. That is a great phrase, lavish lifestyle. But this word lavish, we can use with lots of other words too. All of these phrases point to like really big, extreme, think like greatGatsby level spending.
对对对，了不起的盖茨比，就那种很奢靡的时代，是吧？Lavish 的拼法是
L-A-V-I-S-H.
那你可以直接用这个词形容一个人吗？
I would not, and more importantly, if I did, I don't think that I would be...being very kind, you know, because saying that a person is generous, that's great. You know, he's always paying the bill. He's always giving people his money. But again, lavish is this extreme spending.
对，就奢侈是有点 over the top, 就太过头了，是吧？
Right. So again, going back to the great Gatsby, Gatsby threw lavish parties. And I'm sure people had a lot of fun and they all thought that he was generous, but nobody would say, well, that Gatsby, he's certainly a lavish fellow. This is how everyone talked in the 1920s. You didn't know that?
I didn't. 好的，那说完了这么多就和物质和金钱有关的大方啊，我觉得最后我们来说说和心灵，和我们的思想有关的大方。
Well, so of course it's very, very hard. I think in most languages to disconnect generosity from the heart, right? Those two concepts are very, very related. So in English, what we usually do is we take an adjective, and then we just add the word hearted after it. So like big-hearted.
对，英语里是有这样一个词，就是心很大。Someone is big-hearted.
Right, so it doesn't mean that he has to go to the hospital and get an operation because his heart is too big. It just means he's a very generous person.
心很大不一定是光是花钱很大方，可能就他不计较，他可能遇到一些 setbacks, challenges, 或者别人说他坏话，他也就 very forgiving.
Right, right. So, okay, how about this? I would say that... All generous people are big-hearted, but not all big-hearted people are generous.
Okay,
how about that?
好哦，所以今天我还学到了心大，原来英文就可以说一个人是 big-hearted.
Big-hearted, yeah.
That reminds me of another word, kind-hearted.
Right, okay, so kind-hearted. I guess for some reason, big-hearted makes me think about a guy, and kind-hearted makes me think about like a grandma.
是有一点
Just a little bit.
I'm quite gendered.
A little bit. Now, that's not going to be true in all cases, but, you know, usually when someone's talking about their brother, oh, he's so big-hearted, and whereas we're talking about, you know, granny over here, oh, that's my kind-hearted granny.
就很善良，对不对？良心很好啊。那其实还有一个词叫 good-hearted.
Good-hearted.
Kind-hearted 差不多。
You can put anything you want in there.
Anything, really?Even generous-hearted?
You could say generous-hearted, but it's kind of redundant.
对，其实光用一个 generous 就好了。
Yeah.
好的，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，跟大家分享了很多不太一样类型的大方。You can be generous with money, but you can also be generous with your time and your love and your care for other people, 对吗？好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，也感谢大家的收听。有任何问题或者有哪些主题你想听到的，也可以在留言里告诉我们。All right, thank you guys. We'll see you next time. 下次再见。
All right, bye guys.